Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Steve Forbes is our guest. He's chairman and chief and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. You know him very well. His new book, which he co-authored with Elizabeth Ames, is called Money, How the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy and What We Can Do About It. Steve, thanks again for being with us. In the last segment, you talked about where we were, where we are, and which means that in for about the last 2 or 3 years, we've been off of the gold standard. Our monetary system has been off of the gold standard under President Nixon. Can you remind us quickly why we went off the gold standard?
We went off it not because of a severe crisis, but because economists thought in those days that if the government could be free to print money, not be constrained to keep a stable value, that would make the economy stronger and make America stronger. And it had the exact opposite impact.
Even though mercantilism, which is basically what that was, that what you just described, even though mercantilism had already been discredited, right?
Absolutely. Adam Smith did it over 200 years ago.
Bastiat did it in France 160 years ago.
Absolutely. And even though experience has shown that it's nonsense, and, in the 80s and 90s, we had semi-stability with the dollar. Not great, but not bad. And you saw the great periods of growth.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, we went off the rails. In the last decade, we've gone off the rails again.
So how do we, getting back to the gold standard, to me, when we went off the gold standard, I was paying attention to those days. I remember it happening, but I don't remember there being any kind of a big national protest or anybody arguing against it. It's not going to be that easy to go back, is it?
Intellectually, no. The process itself is very simple. We describe it in the book. You could do it very, very simply in a matter of months. But unfortunately, the schools have taught us that gold is bad and that kind of thing. And even though the United States was on a gold standard for 180 years, right through 1971, and if we had maintained, Jim, the growth rates that we did under the gold standard, if we'd maintained those growth rates through today, the American economy would be 50% larger than it is now. Over
wow.
40 years, that
and,
kind of compound.
And we probably wouldn't be in debt like we are right now. So what do you say to people, though, who say, well, there were depressions and recessions and problems during the period of time that we had the gold standard?
Well, of course, human nature does not change. And when wars, that's, can't blame that on a gold standard. The Depression was a trade war and then massive taxes
right.
and devaluations.
Mm-hmm.
But when people follow the rules of the gold standard, we do very nicely, even with those crises. And what's amazing is that even though we had a Depression, two world wars, the average growth rate, we had 180 years under a gold standard, better than what we've been doing since we went off the gold standard. So it's like a baseball player going from about 330 to 240.
One of the things that I got out of your book that I thought was really knitted it out and helps me to explain it to other people is that people who think like you and like me consider products and services as the real economy. And,
right.
and the credit and money are subordinated to products and services. But the neo-mercantilists, the Keynesians, the people who helped Nixon to go off the gold standard, they believe the opposite of that. They think that credit that money and credit are the economic drivers, and the government is the gatekeeper.
That's right. They turned it upside down. And as you point out, money comes from producing products and services, makes it easier, facilitates progress. But the idea that creating money out of thin air stimulates an economy long term is like a restaurant saying if we print up more Coke checks, create more Coke checks, that'll stimulate the creation of more Cokes.
And all of this money that the Fed has printed to buy all these securities that they've pumped in to the economy as quantitative easing over the last 5 years, all of that money they printed was out of thin air, right? I mean, there was no, it's basically just monopoly money almost.
That's right. And
fiat
you
money.
Do that in the private sector, fiat money. I love your thing about the car, but not being the car. But when the government does that, in the private sector, if you do that, it's called counterfeiting.
Right.
Something out of thin air, and it's illegal because it's a form of stealing. And when the government does it, they call it stimulus.
And the part about that, Steve, that really irritates me, makes me mad, doesn't just irritate me, it makes me mad, as you kind of pointed out in the last segment, that money has not gotten down to Main Street. We've gone, our Fed has a couple of $1 trillion of new money, fiat money on its balance sheet that went into the economy but never got down to Main Street. And that makes me mad, Steve.
Well, most of it went to the government, and then you compound it, as you've been hammering. The regulators have been pounding on banks reduce risk, which means less money for small and new businesses. Now, that's beginning to change a little bit. But, you know, but for 5 years, the real sweet spot of the economy, the job creators, have been starved of the proper credit.
But 1, 2, 3, in a minute, tell us 1, 2, 3, how do we go to the gold standard?
1, you announce it. 2, you then set a price for it, let's say $1,200 or $1,300. You pass legislation that says that's the new law, that's what the gold is, $1,300 an ounce. Goes above it, the Fed creates less money. If it goes below it, it creates more money, like a speedometer, cruise control.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very simple. Don't let the economists throw a lot of...
And so $1,300 an ounce is your number?
That if you did it today, but
yeah.
you might go down to $1,200 or $1,400.
Right.
You pick the price, and then you stick to it.
When
That's
we come back...
Alexander Hamilton and George Washington did it, and it worked.
When we come back, I'm going to get Steve to talk to us about who's in the way. What do we have to do? Who do we have to... Do we need more elections, funerals? What do we need to get this to make this happen? The book is called Money by Steve Forbes and Elizabeth Ames.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.